This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Bay State is shutting down mental health units in three of its community hospitals in favor of opening a single facility in Holyoke. Commonwealth Magazine took a closer look at the why and the how of this, along with the reaction from patients, counselors, and nurses. Reporter Linda Enerson says the plan to close those mental health units has raised some concerns.
So the three that are closing are Bay State Noble in Westfield, Bay State Wing in Palmer, and Bay State Franklin in Greenfield. So those are just the mental health units in the community hospitals.
Now, Bay State's facility in Holyoke will actually be a private facility, a majority owned by another private company. Why would the Regents Hospital team up to provide service in that way?
It is an unusual partnership that we haven't really seen that much of around here, although the same company is opening in the exact same, apparently, kind of a majority partnership with UMass Health, the umbrella group, sort of like Bay State Health, in the Worcester region. So they're also opening another facility in Worcester. Bay State is a nonprofit, and this facility will be a private company. So it's a partnership, but it's kind of a funny, it doesn't really, you know, fit into, it's a nonprofit partnering with a for-profit company.
What are the priorities of a for-profit company when it comes to mental health care?
So there's a lot of, I would say, debate and tension around that. The folks that are opposing this move see a couple of real things that could be potentially really detrimental to the healthcare of these people with mental illness. And one is that they won't get care in their local community, and that's really hard for them. It's not an easy thing for them to go outside of their community because of transportation, and, you know, because leaving that support network is really hard. You know, they're fragile in some ways. And then the other thing that I think people who are opposing this move are saying is that, is a private company going to really put the emphasis on treating the folks that have no insurance or have public insurance, or will they move towards favoring people in their admissions policies that, you know, have good insurance, so that they get good in reimbursement rates? Like, how would you turn a profit if it's a for-profit company when you've got these low reimbursement rates? So that's what these folks are advocating for, is that this is just not going to be something that's going to serve the needs of the most fragile of these patients.
In the course of your reporting, what did Bay State say about the reasons for the consolidation of the services?
So they're not really saying a whole lot about why they're doing things, but they are saying, their statements are that this isn't, you know, one thing that sort of just springs to mind is that it's not a consolidation. They call it an expansion. So they don't like the word consolidation. They're putting the emphasis on what they're opening, and that this is going to be, you know, expanded beds, which the mental health system, from my reporting, seems to be really stressed in Massachusetts. And there are people who either are folks who don't have insurance, or people who are sort of these what they call hard-to-place patients. They're people who are disruptive. They're children or people with medical needs, and they're waiting in the emergency rooms for days, sometimes weeks, until they get a bed. So there is a rationale for expanding beds. I don't think anybody is opposed to actually Bay State creating this new facility, because there is such a need, there's such demand for inpatient as well as community services that serve the mentally ill. But I think the real issue that people have is, if you're closing these community-based hospital beds, will this new facility really, you know, cover the same people? Will it serve their needs? And I think there's a lot of question about that coming from the community and coming from former patients.
Linda Enerson is a reporter at Commonwealth Magazine. Linda, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition on New England Public Radio.